Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Today I'm going to share with you some of the wonderful things that took place at the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. These are powerful times, and we need to stay focused on the bigger picture. Everything that is not of the light is coming to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. So we see some very challenging things happening around the world. We can easily see these painful things surfacing. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing them to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. It is not the divine intent of this cleansing process to take us down the tubes with the things that are coming to the surface. The divine intent is to clear the way so that the patterns of perfection for the new earth will tangibly manifest in our everyday lives. The time for this to occur is now. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now. That means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence in the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious and that you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together, breathe in and exhale deeply. Feel this taking place within your body rhythmically and harmoniously. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. As this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart flame, become one with all life on this planet. This divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on earth. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is a bridge to freedom, over which the sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. This is a new day on planet Earth. The fruits of our labors have at long last materialized. miracles have taken place, and humanity is now in a position to quickly co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical world of form. The heavens are rejoicing, and our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven are welcoming the earth and all her life as we reclaim our rightful place in the solar system of our central sun, beloved Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega are the beings of light that represent the masculine and feminine aspects of the all-encompassing presence of God, I Am, within our solar system. Our sisters and brothers from the various planets throughout this solar system have been selflessly assisting us at inner levels since the initial impulse of our fall from grace eons ago. Now they are making themselves known in the outer world, and they are revealing themselves in practical ways. They have come in peace, and they are here to help us, God victoriously, accomplish the last phase of our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection. This is a glorious moment that we have all been working toward through seemingly endless lifetimes of duality and insurmountable struggle and strife. This is a moment we have longed for, a moment we knew in the deepest recesses of our hearts would one day arrive. This inner knowing is what inspired us to keep on keeping on, even in the face of all adversity. Words cannot adequately express the elation that is flowing forth from the hearts of our brothers and sisters in this solar system, who, for millennia, have sacrificed their all on behalf of this fallen planet. Now, without question, our victory is at hand, and their selfless service is being brought to fruition. With abounding gratitude and in deep humility, I would like to share some information with you about the miracles that took place within Archangel Michael's focus of light that pulsates in the etheric realms above Lake Louise in Canada. These activities took place during the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. These miracles occurred through the unified efforts of hundreds of thousands of light workers around the world and the legions of light throughout the whole of creation. These wondrous events were victoriously accomplished during the week of August 16th through the 21st of this year. I waited a period of time before discussing them on this radio program so that people everywhere would have the opportunity to assimilate these powerful energies through their I Am presence in perfect alignment with their individual divine plans. Now, through our collective consciousness and our divine intentions, we can expand the awareness of these miracles exponentially through the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on earth. The 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination began with the opening ceremonies on August 16th. That day was experienced as one of the most powerful full moon lunar eclipse that the Earth has ever known. There were 340 light workers physically present at Lake Louise who had traveled to Canada from 30 countries. In addition to those who were physically present, there were hundreds of thousands of light workers joining with us in one-pointed consciousness from around the world. Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection began the opening ceremonies by creating an invincible force field of protection in, through, and around every person, place, condition, and thing on Earth in preparation for the activities of light and the acceleration of energy, vibration, and consciousness that would take place during the week. This force field of protection was specifically designed to prevent anything that was not of the light from interfering with the anchoring of the archetypes for the new earth. During the opening ceremonies, the final touches were placed on our unified chalice of light, which had been building in momentum from the moment this facet of the divine plan was revealed to us by the company of heaven. On the holy breath of God, our chalice of light expanded and expanded until it cradled the earth and all her life. This collective cup of humanity's consciousness created the open door through which the light of God was destined to flow to accomplish the next phase of the divine plan. The violet flame of mercy and compassion, which had been bathing the earth from beloved Kuan Yin's temple above China during the Olympic Games, filled our chalice and interpenetrated every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy evolving on this planet. This activity of light was gently preparing every man, woman, and child, and every being associated with the elemental kingdom to receive the maximum influx of light that cosmic law would allow. At the conclusion of the opening ceremonies, the sponsoring angels for the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination descended into the atmosphere of Earth and took their strategic positions around the planet. These were the angels of celebration, the angels of Archangel Michael, and the angels of miracles. How appropriate. August 17, 2008, was also a day that was numbered 080808. As you add the numbers together of double digits, such as 17, into a single digit. This was the anniversary of harmonic convergence. On that day, Michael Phelps won his 8th gold medal of the 2008 Olympics. 8 is the number that reflects the reality, as above, so below. As he swam to victory, the crowd chanted, "Michael, Michael, Michael." Through satellite communications, billions of people around the world focused the power of their attention on this unprecedented event. This created a tremendous cup of consciousness through which the light of God flowed into the physical plane. By winning the most gold medals ever won at a single Olympics game, Michael Phelps symbolically reached the highest level of excellence for a human being. That was an interesting outer world metaphor for what was unfolding at Lake Louise. On that sacred and holy day, Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection asked if we would be willing to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. When every I Am presence agreed, he asked us to join forces with the company of heaven in an activity of light that was designed to lift up and transform every recalcitrant or wayward soul on the earth. This plan included every person on the planet who was acting out adversely in any way. It included every person who was failing to express a reverence for all life. And it included every person who was resisting the opportunity to move forward in the light into the fifth dimension. These people were the last of the fallen souls embodied on Earth. They were the people who had recently made the heart commitment at inner levels to do whatever is necessary in order to clear their karmic liabilities. This was a promise they all made so that they would be able to ascend into the fifth dimension with the rest of the planet. Within the heart of Alpha and Omega, the beings of our central sun, these souls had promised to transmute their misqualified thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. But tragically, they became overwhelmed by their own human miscreations. They ended up latching on to the surfacing negativity instead of transmuting it into light. This has exacerbated the challenges humanity is going through, and from outer appearances, it has made things around the world much worse. The divine intent of the activity of divine grace Archangel Michael orchestrated on August 17th was for the lightworkers gathered at Lake Louise to create such a powerful force field of transfiguring divine love within our fifth dimensional solar heart chakras that these wayward souls would not be able to resist this call to love. To help us with this facet of the divine plan, we were joined by the solar logos from suns beyond suns and legions of light from galaxies beyond galaxies. Together, we co-created within our heart flames a magnetic force field of our Father, Mother, God's unfathomable, transfiguring divine love. Through multidimensional levels of consciousness, this irresistible force field of divine love magnetized into our heart flames every recalcitrant soul on the planet. Those who were adding to the shadow of the world and those who were behaving in ways that did not reflect reverence for all life. With one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, the lightworkers at Lake Louise held these souls in the loving embrace of our collective I Am presence. We gently flooded them with transfiguring divine love until they willingly surrendered into the light and joyfully reclaimed their divine birthright as beloved children of God. When this activity of light was victoriously accomplished, every recalcitrant soul affirmed his or her desire to move into the fifth dimension and vowed to take the necessary steps to accomplish that mighty goal. Every one of these souls volunteered to enter the temple of the first initiation in their finer bodies as they sleep at night. There's no such thing as our soul being unconscious. So all of us leave the physical plane in our finer bodies when we fall asleep at night. We usually do this unconsciously, but we have the ability to ask our I Am presence to take us to the various temples of light and learning in the etheric realms while we sleep. If we ask our I Am presence, we will also be helped to remember what we have learned when we awake in the morning. On August 17th, these souls made a covenant with their I Am presence, giving this aspect of their own divinity permission to intervene in this process. Now, every night, while they sleep, each of these souls is being safely escorted into the temple of the first initiation by their I Am presence. Within this focus of light in the etheric realms, these souls are being taught the principles of the first initiation. This is the initiation that reveals the oneness of all life and awakens within every heart flame the reverence for all life. The temple of the first initiation pulsates above Mount Lemmon near Tucson, Arizona. This is a temple of light within the large complex of etheric temples that expands over all of Arizona in the United States of America. This complex of temples is known as the Holy Cities, and the hierarch of these temples is St. John the Beloved. St. John the Beloved, the disciple that we've known from the Christian dispensation, has revealed that the training process for these souls will build in momentum each night for the next 12 months. By the end of that time, these souls will have shifted their consciousness effectively enough for them to complete transmuting their karmic liabilities and their human miscreations. This will allow them to ascend into the fifth dimension with the rest of the planet. This is a gift of divine grace beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. On August 18th, 2008, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, and the legions of light associated with the violet flame, guided us through a powerful activity of light to help all humanity transmute the negativity that is surfacing to be healed in our individual lives and all over the world. During the Olympic Games, unprecedented frequencies of divine mercy and compassion bathe the earth and all her life from Kuan Yin's temple in the etheric realms over China. On this day, the violet flame had built to an unprecedented frequency and was capable of transmuting more of humanity's misqualified energy than ever before. Taking advantage of this rare opportunity, the legions of the violet flame throughout infinity descended into the atmosphere of Earth and blazed the violet flame through every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness on the planet that was less than God's perfection. Through the I Am presence of every light worker on Earth, a purging and cleansing of the planet took place beyond anything we had ever experienced. That afternoon, we joined forces with the directors of the water element and the precious undines, who are the divine intelligence within the water element. The dolphins and the whales also joined with us in consciousness for an unprecedented activation of our sacred healing water. During that activity of light, we were informed by the mighty Elohim, who are the builders of form, that the violet flame cleansing that morning had transcended their greatest expectations. They said that event cleared the way for the ascension of the water element on Earth into the frequencies of the fifth dimension. The Earth and humanity's physical bodies are comprised of 80% water. This element is vitally important in our transformation into our physical perfection of our solar light bodies. We are in the process of being transfigured from carbon-based beings into crystalline-based beings. The Elohim revealed that this transfiguration will occur initially through the water element. Through the water element, and that because of the miracles of that previous 2 days, the time had at long last arrived. As our activity of light involving the water element took place, the undines, the devas, and the devarajas in charge of manifesting the new earth through the fifth dimensional frequencies of the water element were directed by the Elohim and the directors of the water element to take their strategic positions throughout the planet. This included the earthly bodies of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and the body of Mother Earth. As these selfless servants of our Father Mother God assumed their positions, the undines, the devas, and the devarajas, who had served so selflessly through the third and fourth dimension of the Earth's evolution, were released to return to the heart of the central sun. There they will receive the well-deserved rest, and held in the heart of Alpha and Omega, they will be healed before continuing their next service in the company of heaven. August 19, 2008 was another day of miracles, so that we will all realize the magnitude of the miracles that took place that day. I would like to briefly share with you some information about beloved Sanat Kumara and the legions of Kumaras who serve with him. Sanat Kumara is the being referred to in the Bible as the Ancient of Days. His selfless service to humanity and this planet is well known in the sacred teachings of various mystery schools, but he is rarely, if ever, mentioned in the teachings of Orthodox religions. There must be a balance in the universe, and this balance manifests as the ebb and flow of life. The principles of this natural law are often referred to as action and reaction, giving and receiving, radiation and magnetization, reaping and sowing, the law of the circle, and the in-breath and out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. This natural law manifests in practical terms by our Father, Mother, God giving us our gift of life, and we, in turn, using that gift of life to give love and light back to our Father, Mother, God. In order for humanity to warrant receiving our perpetual gift of life, there must be a balance between these two activities of giving and receiving. After our fall from grace, eons ago, the earth and humanity descended into the depth of depravity and darkness that prevented us from giving any light and love back to God in return for receiving our gift of life. During that tragic moment in time, our Father, Mother, God, all that is, determined that they would have to withdraw their energy and their life force from this planet. That meant that the earth and all life evolving upon her would be returned to unformed primal light substance, and the evolutions of earth would cease to exist as individualized children of God. In the Bible, this is referred to as the second death, and it is the most tragic thing that can happen to the children of God. Snat Kamara, in his divine complement, Lady Venus, are the planetary logos of our sister planet, Venus. They deeply love the Earth, and when they became aware of the dire situation that the Earth was in, they knew that without divine intervention, the Earth and all her life would have to experience the second death. Snat Kamara appealed to our Father, Mother, God, and asked if he could temporarily leave Venus and come to Earth to try and save humanity from our self-inflicted plight. He volunteered to expand his luminous presence to envelop the entire planet. He agreed to hold the Earth and all her life in the divinity of his heart flame, and to give his light and his love back to God to balance humanity's gift of life. An experiment of this nature had never been attempted. No one knew for sure if it would work. But our Father, Mother, God granted Snat Kamara permission to try and save the Earth. The agreement was that Snat Kamara would come to Earth and radiate his own light on behalf of humanity until someone from the Earth evolutions awakened and accepted responsibility for this service to the life. In the divine ceremony of light, Snat Kamara and 49 Kamaras from his regal court descended into the atmosphere of Earth to begin their selfless service to humanity and Mother Earth. No one knew for sure how long it would take for humanity to awaken enough to take over the service of planetary logos, but Snat Kamara was willing to make the sacrifice in order to save the Earth. Snat Kamara ended up radiating his light and love to balance humanity's gift of life for over 400,000 years. Finally, in 1956, the beings we know as Gautama Buddha ascended into the realms of light and accepted the office of planetary logos for planet Earth. This event freed Snat Kamara and allowed him to return to his beloved Venus. Before he left, Sanat Kumara made the heart commitment to return to Earth during the final phase of our ascension into the fifth dimension. He said he would come with legions of Kumaras to hold the sacred space for the Earth and all her life. He said he would sustain this sacred planet and the sacred space while humanity tangibly co-creates the infinite perfection patterns for the new Earth in the physical plane. On August 19, 2008, beloved Sanat Kumara and legions of Kumaras from Venus returned to Earth. We were told by Sanat Kumara that the influx of light and the miracles that had been God victoriously accomplished over the past several months had moved the Earth a quantum leap forward in the light. He said that we were now far ahead of schedule in our ascension process, and that the Earth had ascended in energy, vibration, and consciousness into higher frequencies of the fifth dimension than anyone dreamed possible. This event paved the way for an adjustment in the unfolding divine plan. The original divine plan was that through our unified efforts, lightworkers around the world and the entire company of heaven would be able to anchor the very first archetypes for the new earth. These were the archetypes of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. But now, Sanat Kumara said that we would not only be able to anchor the archetypes for eternal peace and God's infinite abundance, we would be able to anchor all of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. There are not words in our language to adequately describe the elation, the wonder, and awe pouring forth from the heavenly realms at this time. Please, for a moment, go within to the silence of your heart flame. Enter into a state of listening grace and absorb the abounding joy. You deserve to experience the bliss of this victory. These are the fruits of your labors. After the revelation about the archetypes for the new earth, beloved Sanat Kumara directed his legions of Kumaras to project their luminous presence into all of the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth. The Kumaras traversed the planet and descended into all of the faults, the cracks, the fissures, and the tectonic plates on the planet. They also projected their luminous presence into the wounds of Mother Earth's body that were caused by nuclear testing, mining, drilling, pollution, and every other abuse of power. After the Kumaras were in position, the mighty Elohim sounded a cosmic tone, signaling a changing of the guard for the silent watchers of Earth. The silent watchers are selfless beings of light who serve under the direction of the Elohim. They are not well known in the conscious minds of humanity, but they assist us every moment by holding the immaculate concept for our divine potential and the fulfillment of our divine plans. The silent watchers are magnificent feminine devas and devarajas from the elemental kingdom, who the Elohim entrust with the immaculate concept of whatever facet of life they have volunteered to sustain. There is a silent watcher holding the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint for planet Earth. There is a silent watcher for every continent, every nation, every city, town, and hamlet, and every home on this planet. There is a silent watcher for every government, every corporation, every institution, every religious endeavor, and every other outer world, place, condition, and thing affecting the lives of humanity. These selfless servants of our Father, Mother, God are assigned to take their positions at the creation of a planet, and they volunteer to hold the immaculate concept for that planet and all its life until the planet ascends up the spiral of evolution to the next phase of the evolutionary process. When humanity fell from grace and the earth was catapulted into the quagmire of pain and suffering that we have been experiencing now for millions of years, the precious silent watchers were trapped in the midst of our human miscreations. Even though humanity was abusing our gift of life and creating horrific patterns of imperfection, the silent watchers held true to their vows and have been holding the immaculate concept of our divine potential and our divine plans in the face of all adversity. At long last, because of the miracles that had taken place on August 19, 2008, these precious beings were relieved of their responsibilities to humanity and the earth. In a grand procession of light, the mighty Elohim escorted these selfless third and fourth dimensional silent watchers back to the heart of our central sun, Alpha and Omega. Here they will be given an opportunity to rest and heal in preparation for their next level of service to the light. When that facet of the changing of the guard was complete, our beloved Mother God, the Holy Spirit, sent forth a celestial tone, invoking the silent watchers for the new earth. These august beings came forth from the great, great silence. In a glorious procession of light, the fifth dimensional silent watchers for the planet Earth descended down a crystalline staircase and entered the atmosphere of Earth. Our Father, Mother, God, and all of the aspects of deity throughout the whole of creation stood in reverence and honor as the fifth dimensional silent watchers took their strategic positions throughout the planet in preparation for receiving the archetypes and patterns of perfection for the new earth. When all was in readiness, these awesome beings of light breathed the unformed primal light of God from the core of creation and created a fifth dimensional fluid field of unmanifest divine potential upon which the archetypes for the new earth would be securely anchored during the next 2 days. On August 20th, 2008, the mighty Elohim, the fifth dimensional silent watchers, Archangel Michael, and the entire company of heaven, and like workers around the world, joined forces to co-create a new fifth dimensional force field of infinite abundance and eternal peace in the atmosphere above this planet. The old force field was released into the light, and the divine intent of the new force field of light is to magnetize the full momentum of the fifth dimensional golden flame of God's abundance and eternal peace for the new earth into the hands and use of awakening humanity. The beings of light said this force field will greatly accelerate the tangible manifestation of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance in the physical world of form. The following is a description of the activity of light that co-created this new force field of abundance and peace in the atmosphere above the earth. as we empower this force field by visualizing it day by day, abundance and eternal peace will become the order of the day on planet Earth. What is taking place on the planet at this moment is that anything that is not reflecting the immaculate concept and the highest level of integrity, honesty, truth, and reverence for all life is being pushed to the surface. We are seeing tumultuous things taking place through the economic global system right at this moment. But this is not the collapse of a global economy. This is clearing for the manifestation of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God that is destined to manifest in the hearts and minds and the physical, tangible reality of all humanity when we lift into the fifth dimension and eliminate the old, obsolete patterns of greed and selfishness and corruption. The fear-based consciousness that it is all right for us to lie, steal, cheat, and kill, to do everything we need to do in order to hoard and collect abundance and financial sustenance. These patterns of miscreation are the antithesis of the new earth and the patterns of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. Everything that is surfacing now needs to be transmuted by the power of the violet flame, and we need to focus on this force field of light that I will share with you now. Breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart flame. As you do, know that your I Am presence, your true God reality, is taking full dominion of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. From this level of divine consciousness, you are serving as a surrogate on behalf of every man, woman, and child on the planet. I will state this visualization in the first person so each of us will experience it tangibly and individually. But simultaneously, this visualization is occurring through the hearts and minds of all humanity. Breathing in deeply, and as you exhale, affirm within the depths of your heart flame, I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. I am transforming every aspect of my life now. I am lifting up in consciousness, and I am ascending into the realms of perfection. I pass over the highway of light that bridges heaven and earth, and I enter the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light which pulsates in the fifth dimension. I am one with God. I am that I am. The entire company of heaven is now standing in readiness, and I send forth a clarion call into the universe, invoking my illumined brothers and sisters to come and help me in this moment of transformation. The cosmic tone of my clarion call reverberates through all dimensions, and the response comes from every corner of the cosmos. I see the luminous presence of legions of divine beings descending into the atmosphere of Earth. They take their strategic positions above the planet and form a tremendous circle as they stand shoulder to shoulder. With one unified consciousness, one holy breath, one heartbeat, one energy and vibration of pure divine love, The beings of light breathe into their heart flame from the very heart of God, the fifth dimensional golden flame of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. This resplendent golden flame contains within its vibration every frequency of God's abundance and eternal peace. This sacred fire is the most glorious scintillating color of gold I have ever seen. As these magnificent beings absorb the essence of abundance and eternal peace into their heart flames, they become blazing golden suns of light. Now, in perfect synchronicity, they breathe the golden flame into the center of the circle. As golden rays of light pour forth from their heart centers, a brilliant golden sun is formed in the center of the circle. This sun is the matrix within which the fifth dimensional cosmic force field of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace will form. The beings of light now magnetize the archetype for the force field of God's abundance and eternal peace, which is held in the divine mind of God. As they focus on this archetype, a template forms within the golden sun. This template is a scintillating golden pyramid of light, and pulsating within the base of the pyramid is a shimmering white lotus blossom. With each pulsation of the lotus blossom, concentric circles of divine opulence are projected into the physical plane of Earth. These circles of light bathe every particle of life evolving here in the golden radiance of God's abundance and eternal peace. I now magnetize into my heart flame a golden ray of light from the pyramid of abundance and eternal peace. As the golden light merges with the spark of divinity in my heart, a miniature golden pyramid with a white lotus blossom is formed in my heart flame. This is creating a magnetic force field that enables me to draw the blessings from this sacred pyramid of light above the earth into my everyday life experiences. I absorb the golden flame of abundance and eternal peace from the lotus blossom, and as I exhale, a fountain of golden light pours through my heart flame into the physical plane of earth. This golden light floods the planet and flows into the hands and use of every light worker, every activity of light, every conscious person who will in any way, shape, or form use this gift of prosperity to establish the patterns of the new earth in the physical plane. Money becomes tangibly available to me and easily flows into the hands and use of every life stream, every organization, and every activity that is receiving the ideas from the divine mind of God that will establish the new earth right here and right now. From this moment forth, the abundance of everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is always available to me. I feel the buoyancy and elation of my newfound freedom, and the entire company of heaven rejoices with me as I reclaim my divine birthright of God's abundance and eternal peace. And so it is. Thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God. Breathing in deeply now, I feel this energy securely anchored within my heart flame as I listen to the continuing sharing. On August 21st, 2008, we held our closing ceremonies at the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. During an activity of light that transcended the greatest expectations of heaven, all of the archetypes for the new earth were anchored in the physical plane. These patterns of perfection were permanently encoded on the fifth dimensional fluid field of unmanifest divine potential that had been created by the silent watchers. The first archetypes to be anchored were the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The next archetypes to be anchored were the patterns of perfection for the divine potential existing within the I Am presence of every person in the family of humanity. The next archetypes to be anchored were the patterns of perfection that will manifest as the verdant splendor of the new earth through the efforts of the entire elemental kingdom. The gnomes, the salamanders, the undines and the sylphs, the devas and the deva rajas. The next archetypes to be anchored were the patterns of perfection for the new earth that will be created through all the graded orders of the angels in the angelic kingdom. Next, the fifth dimensional archetypes for divine government and reverence for all life were anchored. Next, the archetypes for humanity's harmonious, peaceful, and mutually rewarding relationships and interactions with every facet of life on the new earth were anchored. After all of these archetypes were secure in the physical plane, encoded within the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential, the beings of light revealed to us that the remaining archetypes being anchored that day were patterns of the new earth that were beyond the perception of our finite minds at this time. They said that these archetypes that were anchored are glorious and wondrous to behold, and that these patterns of perfection will be revealed to us as we lift up in consciousness and truly strive to live in the reality of the new earth. This facet of the divine plan was God victoriously accomplished, and the success of it exceeded the expectations of heaven. The beings of light have confirmed that we are now far ahead of schedule in our ascension process. The greatest need of the hour now is for you and me and every other light worker on earth to use our creative faculties of thought, feeling, word, and action to empower the archetypes for the new earth so that we will tangibly experience these patterns of perfection in our daily lives. The more we focus on these activities of light, the more we energize these patterns of perfection through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the more quickly we will see the new earth tangibly present, and the more these old patterns will be transmuted into light, and these old archetypes that are obsolete and that are causing so much pain and suffering at this time will no longer exist. I want to thank you for the light you're adding to the world and for your willingness to be the open door, the instrument of God in the physical world of form. If you would like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, you may do so through our website, which is www.eraofpeace.org. That's E-R-A-O-F-P-E-A-C-E. keace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please tune in with us next week as we continue these sharings from the celestial realms. God bless you.